You join me at a tense time of we mastering. I don't like it. I don't like listening to my voice. I don't like listening to my old audios. And I have no idea what I'm doing. And also, I don't know how to open this bread. I do know. Okay, I'm not that dumb. I need a bigger knife. Actually, you know what? Why don't we use the knife, which is the most dangerous knife I own, and sharpen it, because that'd be a smart thing to do. Okay, I don't eat bread. Well, I'm going to eat bread now. Where was I? Yes, remastering. I don't know what I'm doing. I spend thousands of pounds on plugins and software. But I'm not really. How hungry are we? Did we eat dinner? We didn't eat dinner. Free side. Oh god, it's brown bread. Which is fine. It's healthy. I don't mind brown bread. It's absolutely. It says wholemeal. Oh, I'm an idiot. But I don't ordinarily eat. Which makes me the minority in my family. Because everyone loves bread. I mean, they love it to a scary amount. It's actually almost intimidating how much they love bread. So I'm remastering. Am I cutting off my crusts? Yes, I am. Am I judging myself for it? Oh God, yes. But I don't like pâté on bread with crusts because I am a princess. A princess who has no idea how to remaster and needs to watch her fingers so she doesn't chop off her fingers with a big knife. This is, you know, Skyrim. If you don't know what Skyrim is, oh, I don't know if we can be friends. No. Of course we can be friends. After I give you a PowerPoint presentation. Actually, I want 4 slices of bread. That's a lot of bread for someone who doesn't eat bread. But I am suffering. So I am remastering. And the problem with remastering is I have a dynamic voice. So I go, hi, I go, loo, I have emotions. And that's great for an actress, because apparently I am an actress. Who knew? Not me. I'm not a good actress. Anyway, I digress. When you remaster, okay, we have to go back in time. When I first really started recording, what, 5, however many fucking years ago that was. I mean, properly buying microphones and shit. I know I bought my, I know I bought my first XLR microphone. This knife is really sharp. Shit, I should tell you about the fucking knife. So you know in Skyrim, the orcish knife or the orcish dagger? That's basically what this is. It's a proper, that's what I actually call it in the house, the orcish knife. My brother is scared of this knife. My mother is scared of this knife. I am scared of this knife, but it's my favourite knife. It's great for cutting up carcasses. I was about to say bodies. that sounds a lot worse than it actually is. Anyway, back when I started recording, I was scared of volume. So I had no idea how to edit, not that I do know how to edit. What should I do with my crusts? I should put them in food recycling? Food waste? I don't know. I'm definitely not going to put them in the bin because that'd be bad. I mean, I could make breadcrumbs. But am I gonna make breadcrumbs? I'm just gonna put them in the bin. I know, I'm a terrible, terrible person. I'm already judging myself for cutting off the crusts. I mean, who does that? Where was I? Oh, yes. I was scared of volume. Because one thing I noticed about people who did audios, sometimes when they were really loud, the quality was really shit. And I already had shit quality because I had no idea what I was doing. That being said, I did EQ and compress. So, my audio used to be really quiet. And just to get a crust, I don't like it. Ooh, half a cup of cold tea. Hello. Oh yeah, that's cold. Mm-hmm. But it's good. So, now that I'm remastering my old audios to repost them, also, I'm not sure about that, but I'm committed now. And I say committed, I bought a domain. I made an Instagram. I've done all that. I'm making everything new, which is going to piss off people, but I don't care. I've got bigger problems, like fucking toast. So yeah, I was scared of fucking volume. Which would be okay. But the problem is, I remaster loud. I like my audios to be a little louder now. Well, actually, proper loud. Because that means you don't have to shove up the volume so much. Because I think the worst thing you can do to an audio is just have it really fucking loud. It's kind of... You know when you zoom in on an image and you can see stuff better, but it gets pixelated and loses definition? That's kind of how I see audio when you turn up the volume real loud. All the dynamics get distorted. So, in the 2000s, there was this thing called the loudness wars. What it basically means that when record companies were mastering albums for digital CDs. Does a CD count as digital? I don't think it does. When they were remastering... Oh, we're having cranberry and Brussels pate because I fucking love pork and cranberry at Christmas. I'm like a whore for it. Yeah, so when they would master albums for CD, they always made them way too loud. And you lost a lot of the detail. If you compare... No, we can't put the pate on the bread. We have to put the bread in the toaster. Come with me to the toaster. It's over here. I hardly ever use the toaster. Also, I like my bread super fucking pale. My toast. It's barely toast. But it, I hate brown bread. Sorry, I get distracted. Shocker. I have to remember to turn the dials back up because I'm having them at a 2 and everyone else likes them at a 4 or 5. What was I saying? Yes, so they over-masked them. They made them loud and they lost definition. Great example of this is Playing the Angel. I love that album, but if you... listen to it from the CD. It's awful. The mastering is so overblown. You have to listen to it from vinyl. Or get a vinyl rip. It's not so much of... It's not so much of a problem now with streaming. Record companies are now mastering without being dicks. But I have this fear. I have a lot of fears. Including this knife. So let's play with this knife while we talk. My fear is when I'm remastering, because I'm coming from a very quiet audio, I'm going to lose definition. I'm going to lose fidelity. But my voice is probably overtly dynamic to begin with. So that's not bad. Where the problem is the ambience. If I amp up the dynamics and I use EQ and I've got a whole fucking set of stuff I'm gonna do. I've been watching videos on how to remaster. Yes, it makes it louder. Yes, it keeps the dynamics, but it keeps the dynamics of... Ready? Already? Ah, how do I get the bread out of the toaster because I cut off the crust? Big knife. Why not? And we can go a little longer. Put it down to 1. I learned my lesson. 2 + 2 = 4, and that's too dark. But 2 + 1 lifted early is fine. Fuck. Yeah, I'm... The biggest problem I've got is the background sound. I used to be real shit at balancing ambience to voice. Now, I can get around this by... I think we're done. Yeah, they've basically been kissed by the darkness of fire. Yeah, not too dark. Lovely. Big knife. Great at getting toast out of a toaster. We're going to have to move... Again. Ow, 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 ow! Why so hot? Because it's just been on the toaster. Ow, 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 ow. Come with me. I do have a get around to fix my unbalanced ambient voice issue. I can isolate the dialogue and then I could technically overlay that to the mastered audio while reducing the volume of the remaster, and then the vocal would be louder. But the vocal wouldn't be remastered, so I would be overlaying the old vocal over the remastered audio. Or I could remaster the audio, the isolated audio, and then layer that on top. But the problem is, with dialogue that is dynamic, and I've mentioned a couple of times that I am quite dynamic, quite emotive when I talk, it's not a clean, clean dialogue. So there is some bleed through. Even at best quality, you know, it's taken an hour to extract the vocal. The isolated vocal is not pristine. So garbage in, garbage out. If you process something which isn't clean, you're going to get artifacts. And also, do I really want to make that much effort? Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want these to be shit. I don't want them to be shit. But I have a feeling they're going to be shit. It's not going to be shit. It might be shit. The original audio is old. Also, do you know that it took me over 2 years to do a sequel to Pet? I did not know that. Let's get some cling film. Because we're going to cover up the pate. Because I used to work in a deli and I learned that you've got to wrap shit in cling film. Especially in this fucking house. People love to cross-contaminate. That sounds bad. It's not that bad. It just means that they'll get crumbs in it and then I'll get angry and then I'll have to kill them. And I don't really want to have to kill people before Christmas. I just think that's not very Christmassy. Also, my brother cooked last night and the floor's a bit weird. But I don't want to mop in the middle of the night. I'm probably going to end up mopping, but not tonight. In the morning. It is the morning. We should have orange juice, not Pepsi. Because Pepsi is not great. I've been having way too much Pepsi, so... Okay, we need to pick a glass. Now, you might not think that's a big deal. I have a glass collection. I know. You're learning so much about me. But yeah, issues. I don't want this to be shit. I don't want this to be shit. Shake up the orange juice. But I don't want to spend 14 hours remastering an audio. Because I could become very obsessive about it. Also, I like orange juice with bits in. Apparently, this makes me a monster, according to my brother. I am a monster, but not for that reason. And I've eaten all my chocolate, so we can't have chocolate. I has a sad.
Also, there is a scary amount of cream cheese in this fridge. I mean, there are 6 packets, and none of them are mine, before you say anything. But also... there are... fucking 36... Fuck, that's a lot of eggs. There's almost 80 eggs, and I don't... they're not mine. I didn't buy them. It's fine. It's not fine. It's a bit concerning. It's fine, though. I mean, it's concerning. What are they going to do with that many eggs? Who knows? We're going to find out. Is there any chocolate left? No, there's no chocolate. There's only chocolate packet. I ate it earlier. Oh, I need to put my blanket. Dry? Are you dry? You're not dry. Are you dry? You're sort of dry. Right, we're going to put the dryer on. So, remastering, fraught with difficulties. Also, the original dialogue, vocal track, whatever you want to say, because I don't know what I'm talking about, is bright as fuck. And I err towards the side of a more warm, fattened mid-range sound now. Mostly because of digital compression. YouTube is not a kind mistress. Let's see if I actually like orange juice. Ooh, that's very orangey. Hence, orange juice. Need to clean up these crumbs because I hate people who don't... Sorry, my family, when they do toast or bread or whatever, they always use the crumbs and then I have to kill them, but I can't kill them. Well, I mean, I can if I have the knife, but I'm not going to kill them.
Probably.
Anyway. So, mastering is fraught with difficulties. One being, I have no idea what I'm doing. I have a vague idea of what I'm doing. Two, it's effort and payoff. Now, I can put in endless hours of remastering, but is it going to be worth it? I know what I want from my... I don't know what I want. I want them... I don't know. I do want them to be louder, but I don't want them to be... bloated. So I want to keep the dynamics, I want to keep the fidelity. I don't want them to be compromised. And I know with EQ and compression and all that good stuff, you can make it louder. So we're going to do that. And I would like it to be a bit warmer because I fucking hate some of the microphones I used to use. Seriously, the Rode mic, the first XLR microphone I ever got was a Rode, right? And it fucking sucked. Was it the NT1A or A1, something like that? That microphone is not a bad microphone by any account. If you have it and you love it, you're lucky. But for me, with my voice, it's so bright. It's so bright. It makes my voice sound brittle and meh. I want chocolate. Oh, I want chocolate so bad. Is there chocolate? Chocolate? Oh, great. Salted mushrooms? What the fuck? I don't know. What? Woo! No, we're not having cheese crackers. Why did I go, No, okay, gotta close that cupboard. Where was I? Yes, remastering. I need to remaster, but I don't want them to be too remastered. I don't want them to be overtly loud, but I don't want them to be so quiet.
So what I'm doing I am not going to isolate the dialogue because can't be asked. So I'll just remaster the whole thing and hope that it isn't too bad. I don't know. Honestly, I might remaster, increase the loudness, but then take the loudness down. So it's not overtly loud, but you still have that more fuller range of frequencies. Also, I need to stop drinking orange juice and Pepsi because it's really fucking up my voice. Ooh, I got a new hob. Listen to the click. Nice, right? Also, fire. Great, so we're gonna have pate. Didn't I already brush my teeth? I did. Oh, fuck me. It'll be fine. I think I have... Oh no, there's no more banana ice cream either. I am so hard done by. I finished the chocolate and the banana ice cream. I have been eating like a child. No, I've been eating like a child thinks an adult will eat. When you're a child, you think, I can have ice cream wherever the fuck I want. I can have it now, I can have it tomorrow, I can have it in the kitchen, in the bedroom, I can have it anywhere. But you don't. Only I have been, because I've been sad. You're not dry! I know you're not dry! Why are you beeping at me when I know you're not dry? Am I actually expecting a reply? Yes, I am. Okay, I'm gonna check you, and if you're not dry, we're gonna have words, and they won't be nice words, they'll be rude words. I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. No, I'm disappointed and angry. Are you dry? Oh, are you? Are you dry? I mean, are you? Oh, you are. No, you can't be. I mean, okay, now I am wrapped in a blanket that's very warm, but it feels damp. Does it feel damp? I don't know. Also, I can't see the way out. Give me a minute. I'm out. See, my glasses are all steamy now, but that could just... It was in the tumble dryer. Okay, we're gonna take a chance, because I want to go to bed. How the fuck am I gonna transport pate upstairs? Fuck! Do you know how long it is since I've actually eaten in my bedroom? Months. I've tried to make a distinct line between where I eat and where I work and sleep and watch TV. I don't have a TV, I have a monitor. Two monitors, three monitors, technically four. Kind of five? It's complicated. It's not complicated. I have three monitors on my desk, one in my front bedroom, and one that's disappeared, kind of. Not really. Right, we're going upstairs. We're going to remaster the whole thing. Fuck it, we're just going to remaster them. Fuck it. If people don't like them, fuck them. To go back to that From Dusk Till Dawn, if you can find pussy, fuck it. Nope. That should not be something that I go for. Oh, no. Blanket cannot touch the floor because there's a dog in the house and I'm allergic to said dog. Right, we've got a napkin, we've got orange juice, we've got a phone, we've got a blanket. Got a giant knife? No, we're not going to take that upstairs. That'd be weird. And I'm absolutely not weird. Yeah, I'm not buying that. Anyway, Remastering. So much fun. Yeah. Thank you for joining me in the preparation of my midnight snack. My 1:30 snack. Let's see how this goes, shall we?